Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
New Zealand appears to be becoming a destination for prostitutes from overseas, even though it's illegal for them to work here. An inside investigation has secured figures from immigration, gathered in just the past few months. It shows since July, nearly 30 suspected sex workers have been refused entry. With more, here's Philippa Tolley.
While the sex industry in New Zealand is decriminalised, some restrictions remain on who can work as a prostitute. Sex workers have to be over 18 and they can't be on any type of temporary visa, be it visitor, student or work.
The crucial layer of defence, New Zealand's Border Patrol.
A Border Control reality series that ran on TV1 earlier this year followed two women just arrived from Russia.
The two young ladies with a suitcase of condoms on a four-day holiday organised by someone they hardly know all point to a prostitution racket.
Immigration doesn't normally record why people are refused entry other than that they were not entering New Zealand for what is called a genuine reason. But a snapshot has been taken of the past 4 months. The figures from immigration show 28 suspected sex workers were turned back. 9 were from Hong Kong, 5 were from Brazil, plus a list of other countries including Taiwan, Malaysia and South Korea. Immigration declined to be interviewed about why it didn't regularly record the number of suspected illegal sex workers turned back at the border. But Insight has spoken to several brothel owners and sex workers who are worried about workers from overseas. Celeste, who runs a brothel in Christchurch, points to the large number of women advertising online who say they come from elsewhere.
They're in our country to work in this industry. They're meant to have residency and a work permit. I'd say most of them are on study visas. So do I think there's a contingency of that type of thing going on even in Christchurch? Yes, I do. With the Asian parlours, yes, I do.
Immigration says that between 2012 and 2015, 42 individuals on temporary visas had them revoked after they were found to be working in the sex industry. The police and immigration both say they work closely with each other, but they only respond to complaints or information supplied and do not check for illegal sex workers. But a report this year from the US State Department has urged New Zealand to do more to identify possible trafficking victims through proactive screening of vulnerable populations, including women in prostitution. The National Coordinator of the Prostitutes Collective, Catherine Healy, wants a law change so people on temporary visas are allowed to work in the sex industry in the same way students or those on a working holiday can earn money in hospitality.
We come across people who are particularly vulnerable. We have had dealings with travellers, migrant sex workers who have had unpleasant experiences and have needed to have help from our authorities, and including the police.
Catherine Healy says prostitutes working here illegally are open to exploitation, as they can be deported if they come forward to complain. For Morning Report, call Philippa Tolley Tene.
And you can hear more about the sex industry in New Zealand in this investigation. This is Insight this Sunday morning.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.